Okay, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to Off the Vine this week. Before we start, I want to tell you about the awesome new Podcast One app. Find out everything about your favorite shows and get more content from my show. Find articles, social media episodes, and make playlists. It's super easy to connect and connect with other show fans. We have our own little community out there, so it's really fun. Share your favorite content, see behind-the-scenes photos, get 360 video, or watch a bunch of shows in virtual reality. There's over 1,000 videos on there right now, and it's like you're in the studio. It looks really cool with so many things you can do, including fun things like rewards for listening and so much more. There's really no other podcast app like this, so download the all-new Podcast One app now in the App Store or on Google Play and enjoy the show.
The following program is a PodcastOne.com presentation.
Okay, are you ready to shake things up?
Yes, I am.
Well, Caitlin Bristow is creating a space where girls
and gents
can feel empowered to be themselves. Because there's more to life than Instagram, right?
What's that supposed to mean?
Welcome to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Now here's Caitlin.
All right, welcome to Off the Vine. I am your host, Caitlin Bristow. I don't know why I introduce myself every time, you guys know that. Fiance to an Iron Man. Oh, know that song Iron Man? I am Iron Man. I can't stop playing that for him. Yes, that one. It's so good. I have to say that I'm glad it's over because, no, I mean, it was physically and mentally exhausting for Sean, but you know what? It took a toll on me too. It was hard being an Iron Man fiance. Like, I was gone all the time. We shared a car. I had to, like, just wait all the time.
Oh, man.
I know. It was
terrible.
A tough life.
Bless your heart.
Thank you. Thank you. But I feel like I was so nervous because they got into the water and it was like thousands of people just crawling on one another. And that was right off the bat. And it just looked like a war zone. I was like, oh, is he going to be okay?
Don't drown, Sean.
Please don't drown.
How did he do?
He did awesome. Yeah. I mean, he killed it. I was so emotional through the whole thing and tired because I took over 42,000 steps in 2 days.
Oh my God.
So.
Why does that like not surprise me?
I had shin splints. But I couldn't complain to Sean because he's like, oh, really? Because I just swam like 2.6 miles and then biked for 112 miles and then
holy
I did a full
cow.
Marathon.
Like,
and I was
but
like,
my fingers hurt from snapping.
Oh, but now my back hurts. Like, yeah. I was like, it was hard. No, it was.
So proud of him.
Yeah, I was so proud. I didn't know. I knew I was going to be proud of him because mm-hmm. that's such an accomplishment. But I didn't know how proud I was going to be to the point where I was almost embarrassed because nobody else was crying, but I was.
Like, oh, yeah. Tears you should be crying. It's amazing.
It was. And I was just so proud of him. And he worked so hard for that. And he's such a dedicated, passionate guy that I like saw it come through. And it was something he really enjoyed. And I just, you know, I had a couple Pinot Grigios to calm me down.
Naturally.
As you should.
Naturally. But, I mean, it was just such a cool day. And the whole experience, like, it was so hyped. And there's so many people. And it's like a little community. Like, that fitness fam, no joke. No joke,
no
people,
joke.
And they're all happy and positive people. I'm like, you guys are nuts. How are you this happy, like, and that fit? I don't get it.
That's
I ate McDonald's for breakfast today. And chocolate, actually, for
oh
that, if we're being honest. But yeah,
deep.
It was so cute. Sean's sister said, doesn't that inspire you to, like, go do something? And I'm like, no, it inspires me. But not to go do something, just to like, wow, that's inspiring.
Totally.
But no.
But not to like get on a treadmill.
No, not that inspiring. I wanted to like maybe mix in like a salad.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe some carrots, you know,
good
a chicken
choices.
Breast, but not a marathon by any means. When he finished the cross or the finish line, I was waiting for him. And I thought, aww. I was like, this is going to be the moment that Sean B. cries. He doesn't cry ever. I'm like, this is going to be it. And he crossed. And obviously, I was the one crying. And I did not want to let go of him because I was just so proud. And we were like walking home. I couldn't keep my arms off. I'm like, oh, I'm so proud of you. But then we got home and he's like, babe, my legs hurt. I'm going to puke. Do I need pizza? No, I need to go to the bathroom. My back. And I'm like, okay, that's enough. That's enough now.
I'm going to let go now.
Yeah.
You did a good job.
I'm like, you know what?
Here.
I'll be out in the hallway if you need me. I'll be out having a Pinot Grigio if
yeah.
you need me. But yeah, he's feeling better. I'm very proud of him. He killed it. He did the time that he wanted to do too. Like he did, I think he wanted to do between 12 and 13 hours and he did 12 hours and 41 minutes.
It like blows my mind.
Holy
I can't even
cow.
Run a mile.
No. I honestly can't.
How can you work out for that long in a row?
I can be motivated on a spin bike because there's music pumping and it's like a class and there's an instructor and there's loud music and that's for 45 minutes. But at the end, I'm like dead.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's just, I mean, and he really loves it too. So,
yeah. That's incredible. I went to his workout class a couple weeks ago.
His
boot camp. It was like me and, 15 other 20-year-old girls. And I'm like puking in the bathroom. And I'm like, I can't even imagine what an Iron Man's like if I can't even last through his.
His boot camp classes are no joke either.
Insane.
Well, and the 20 girls, they probably wanted pictures after too. And you're like, could I just finish a puke first?
I couldn't believe how in shape these people are.
He's like, I had to take 3 breaks in the other room.
Yeah.
No. The only one. I'm like, I'm just using the restroom.
I would have been right there with you. I've taken his boot camp class before and I took breaks. I pretended I had to pee. But really, I was just dying in the bathroom in the fetal position. Okay, I haven't even introduced you guys yet. Okay, I always do this. I get to talking, and I'm like, wait, who are you? Everyone knows who you are. You're one of The Bachelor's most favorite couples of all time.
Oh, thanks, Kayla.
You are! Because I feel like you guys are different than most.
Because we're nerds.
Yeah, but I'm a nerd, too,
a little bit, you know?
And I love that. I feel like you guys are just so cute. I said it before. I think you give me and Sean a run for our money. You guys are cuter
than
us.
Y'all have a lot of energy. We don't have as much energy as you guys do.
Really? You think so. Sean has, like, what do you mean?
He has 12 hours of energy, apparently.
He has energy to work out. But I feel like I'm, like, the one with energy.
You have a lot of energy.
You don't think you guys do? Wait, we've got Carly and Evan in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's us. Hi, we're here.
Do you guys want a glass of wine? It's rosé.
Sure.
Well, but right after this, we have to go climb things.
I don't.
Oh.
That's right.
I don't think you can be drunk while climbing. What is that called?
You're pregnant, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
You're announcing it on my podcast.
Yes.
Yes. You heard it here first. Okay, well, I'm pouring me a glass. Wait, I like for the people to hear it.
We're going to one of those ropes courses. And it's also really hot out.
I want a glass of wine. I'm going to have
Okay,
one.
You can
you have
one.
Some. Here. What do you mean a ropes course?
Like, what is that thing?
I don't know. It's like a multi-level, multi-story thing where you do activities.
You're like harnessed in and you're like on ropes and you like go through all these things.
What?
But I just feel like if I was intoxicated while doing that, I might die.
Well, even if you have a little buzz on, you like aren't like motivated. Like you're like, I don't want to do this. I just want to go have another glass of wine.
And it's also really hot.
It's
disgustingly hot out.
Ugh.
What are we, Ben Z, talking about the weather?
We're like old people now.
Changing gears.
Switch gears. Well, wait, I have a little list here of things I want to talk to you about. Okay, here we go. I know how contracts work, or do I? But I've learned from experience.
Let's learn from Caitlin about these things.
Learn from me.
Teach us.
I know you can't say too much, but can you say... Are you married? Are you guys married?
Yes, we can say that.
You can say it. Okay, because it was in People Magazine, wasn't it?
Yes.
I didn't know. Oh, it was?
Yeah, we're sitting at the reception, and someone comes up, they're like, you're in People Magazine right now, or online.
We're like,
whoa, that's fast.
Oh.
You move quick.
And I was like, don't like that photo, but okay.
What? Am I allowed to say I was there?
Yeah.
Okay, I've never seen you more, and it wasn't even to do with, like, you just look so happy, and your dress was so stunning.
It was such a good dress.
How did you get that dress? Who was it?
It was Adan Cohen. It's like a new up and coming designer. It's an Adan Cohen.
Okay.
And it was one that like they sent me dress options, and I was like, I have to put this on my body.
Yeah.
And it actually came with this really weird cape thing at the top. And I was like, so the cape's not happening.
Yeah, we're going to go the dress sans cape.
Yeah. But then it was the first one I tried on, and I was like, I'm not taking this off. And every other one, I was like, no.
It fit you like a glove.
I mean, it really did.
Well, Evan's face.
It was so cute.
That's when I lost it. Evan's face. I looked at Sean and I said, why don't you look at me like that? I've never seen anyone look at anyone like that in my life. It was like the cutest, most like beautiful thing I've ever been a part of. Just you, your jaw was just dropped. You're
it
like,
really was. It like hit the floor.
It did.
Oh,
it's
I
so
can't wait
cute.
To watch that.
You know what's really weird, Kaylin?
What?
Is I remember two people's faces walking down the aisle, and it was you and Evan.
What? Come on.
Yeah, because you were like standing right there, and I was like, oh, it's Kaylin.
You
and
love
I was like,
me.
Oh, there's Evan.
Yes.
Isn't that so weird? Though?
My jaw
Funny
was
memory.
Dropped, but not as far down as Evan's.
It, so I know. A beautiful moment.
But that's when you came around that corner, I'm telling you. I loved all your, like, just the vibe.
It was a good vibe.
It was perfect. Because I've known you for a few years now.
Yes.
You're always happy, bubbly, positive, fun.
Yes.
But I just feel like something about Evan completes you.
Aww.
I do.
Yeah.
And I just,
do too.
You guys
all,
you're like, better.
I hope so. Because I just feel like... You obviously feel it, but it's you can see it too.
Aww,
it's very,
thanks, Kaylin.
It's very cute.
Aww.
I'm like just staring at you guys awkwardly now.
No, yeah, I like cute. It. Cute going.
I'm so
cute.
Glad y'all came.
Oh my gosh,
great. You dancing?
Oh,
on
I
the
had
dance
a time.
Floor.
Oh my
I don't
gosh,
think they were filming, and
with
that's
his
a travesty.
Kids.
Oh, it is. Yeah, that is too bad. I had so much fun on the D floor. Like I murdered it out there
you
with your
killed
kids.
It.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
dance floor. Yeah. We killed it.
At least someone was, I didn't go up.
You didn't go on the dance floor once.
Well, I did for our dance. And then I was like, oh no, my dress. I need to bustle my dress. And then I was like, and by bustle my dress, I mean I'm probably, I don't like dancing.
I kept being
oh,
like,
okay.
let's
well,
go out to the
fine.
Dance floor. And she'd be like, okay. And then like she's like, oh wait, let me talk to this person.
Yeah.
Oh, there's
that
Julia.
That was my excuse. Oh, like, no, I need another drink.
That's funny because I picture you enjoying a dance floor.
No. I think it's all the dance classes in college that I had.
You're over it.
Scarred me for life. Yeah.
Well, I did enough dancing for everybody that night,
yeah.
And it is
thanks.
Devastating that it wasn't on film, because my favorite was your boys doing that dance move. Nobody
oh,
can see
yeah.
me, but
what
like
is
the
that thing?
What is that
it's
thing?
Like arms in front, arms in back,
yeah.
shaking the hips.
And then you shake the hips, and it was on like a little kid did it with a backpack on, and it went
yeah.
viral.
Yes.
People will just know what I'm talking about even from that. But yeah, it was such a fun day, and I just, when do we get to see it?
I think August 15th.
Yeah. August 15th.
Coming up.
Just a couple weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Okay, and so that will be during Paradise.
So Paradise yeah. starts on August 14th, so this is the second episode.
Okay. Oh, I'm so excited.
I know. It's so soon.
I just can't wait for the world to see Evan's face.
Oh, my gosh.
And the way you looked.
I mean.
That dress.
That is like the moment that people are always like, did you get that on camera?
Yeah.
Did you get a picture of that? We just want to see the groom's face.
Yep.
I know. That is so weird.
You'll have it on YouTube for the rest
forever.
Of your life.
I know.
Or on your DVR.
I know. Yes. I find myself, like, whenever we get into a fight, I'll go back to the Bachelor in Paradise video of our engagement. I'll, like, watch the engagement, and I'm like, oh.
When's the last time you watched that?
Yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you go back and watch the engagement. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, not for us. Sean's like, nah. Nah. We don't have to watch that again. Let's have a new one. He wants to re-propose.
I think that's a
cool.
really cool idea.
Yeah, because he's like, you were just breaking up with somebody like 2 minutes before.
Yes.
I would like it to be when you
right.
don't see it coming, when there aren't cameras
right.
around. And I'm like, okay, sure. Propose twice.
Go totally again, cool go again.
Have you tweeted Mike Fleiss about that yet?
No. Probably. I probably have. I felt
hey,
like
can you film our re-engagement?
I felt like such a jerk because he was like congratulating you guys. And I had a few cocktails after your wedding on the plane home. And Tanner was sitting behind me. And Tanner and Jade were like, do it. And then I was like, should I? Ha? And I tweeted. And then after I was like, yeah. Evan was like, can you just let us have our moment? I was like, oh, I am
no,
so
it was in all caps. That's not how I said it.
Oh.
It was, can you just give us something?
Yeah. Just let us have a moment.
A moment.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so mean. It was more just to have a chirp, not so much to ruin your moment.
No, you couldn't. Oh, I don't know. I don't treat Twitter like it's real anyway. Like anything
no,
anyone says, like it's not it's actual. Not.
I'm like,
about
no,
sarcasm.
Me either. I mean a lot of my tweets. No, I don't. Don't judge me if I'm drinking from the bottle right now, but this is a really good bottle of wine. And believe me, it's hard to find that great bottle of wine, even though I'm practically an expert. But for a lot of you, finding that perfect bottle is almost impossible. Don't worry, Bright Cellars has you covered. Bright Cellars is a wine subscription service, delivers 4 personalized bottles of wine straight to your door each month, just in time for next week's episode. So start by taking their fun 7-question quiz about things like your favorite chocolate and go-to drink, and the Bright Cellars algorithm will generate a custom flavor profile to recommend wines you'll actually enjoy. And they find hundreds of unique hidden gems from small vineyards from all over the world, including Italy, Spain, Portugal, and South America. I've actually sampled a few of these wines. They told me they were sending me 4 a month. I'm like, is that really enough? So if you give them a try and dislike any bottle, your wine concierge will even help you find the perfect replacement bottle for your next shipment. Now that's service, like a wine concierge sold. Take the quiz to see your wine matches. If you choose to order them, Off the Vine listeners will get 50% off when they visit www.brightcellars.com/offthevine. That's Bright Cellars, as in wine cellar, .com/offthevine for 50% off. Cheers to that. But I wanted to get to the bottom of how the universe brought you two together.
Oh, jeez.
Because it's crazy. We don't have to go too far back. But your brother, Zach, was on Dez's season of The Bachelorette.
Yes.
How did he get on that show?
I was on cruise ships at the time. And I called him one afternoon, and he's like, I can't believe you called me right now. I just heard on the radio there's an audition for The Bachelor and Bachelorette, and I'm going to go, but I don't know what this show's about. He's like, so tell me everything. So I'm like coaching him through this. I was like, Zach, just go in there and be yourself. Yeah. Like, you're going to be great.
Yeah.
And, of course, he like went in there and like started singing Under the Sea from Little Mermaid.
He's so good at that.
And
I bet
he is. He's so good at that. It's actually kind of scary.
That's his thing.
And so they loved him, obviously, because he's just a ham.
Yeah, such a ham.
Yeah, and then...
And a good guy.
A great guy. They're having a baby in like 2.5 weeks.
Are they really?
Yes.
Oh, 2.5 weeks?
Yeah, boy. Freaking out. I know.
Oh, imagine he had a girl, though, because he's so, like, he's been so loving and emotional lately, you know? Okay, so he went, okay, congratulations to them.
Oh, yes. That's congratulations, so Zach and Elizabeth.
So then he went, okay, and they loved him, so they were like, you're on.
Yes.
And he was like, well, now I need to take my shirt off and ask if she'll accept these abs.
Yes. So he didn't want, he wanted to sing.
Okay.
And then.
And the producers said, nuh-uh, we got a better idea.
They were like, I think he was like, oh, I could just do this. I made a joke out of it. And they were like, yes, do that. And he was like, no, but I really don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And then they made him. And then they wouldn't allow him to put a shirt on the entire night. And he was like, I was freezing. He was like, I was really uncomfortable. Everybody hated me and I was freezing.
Oh, yeah, because he kept it off the whole time. Even for the rose ceremony.
Yes, they wouldn't let him.
Oh, if anybody doesn't remember that, please go YouTube.
Oh, gosh.
Zach on Dez a Season shirtless.
And he, like, got naked on a balcony and is like...
I remember
his
that.
Silly packet, like home, not whatever those
when they
called,
went
the package at the very beginning.
Oh, yeah.
And we were like, oh my gosh,
that was his thing.
That's so him, though.
I know, he's so weird.
And he went to hometown.
It's not
like she didn't enjoy it.
And then they met us, and then he got kicked off. So.
It's all
because
your fault.
They were like, wait, we really like that Carly girl.
His family's so weird.
We'll just bring her in.
Yeah.
Because if he goes too far, she'll know too much. We got to reel her in.
Yes.
Okay, so then was it just through you knew producers and stuff?
It was Elan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, hey, Zach, would your sister ever want to be on?
Yeah.
And then they asked me to be on Juan Pablo's, and I said, I'm not dating Juan Pablo's.
Uh-huh.
So then they're like,
can you imagine?
Yeah. So then, and because I knew him, and I was like, that's never going to work.
Right, right.
Because Zach's best friend from the show is Juan Pablo.
Right.
So then when the next season with Chris rolled around, I was like, totally date him.
Yeah.
And my brother's like, you're not going to get on again. You've lost your chance. I was like, oh, you just watch me.
Challenge accepted.
I know. And I had like one email and I was, and then they were like, okay, come on out.
And then
like,
you're like,
right.
Let me one up you.
Yeah, I know.
My name is
let
Carly.
Me crush
it's
you.
Nice to meet you. And in a few days.
No, so I actually, embarrassing.
No.
When I think back on that moment, I'm like, who actually was that person? I was
you
singing
were like,
with a pink karaoke machine in a dress that looked like a cupcake. Can you even picture me doing that right now?
No.
Exactly. What was
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, between me, you, and Zach, who had the worst limo entrance?
What was your...
I still think me.
I hope they can bleep this. Because Chris was a farmer. Everybody...
Yeah.
I feel like I've told this story so many times. People are like,
it's
we get
so
it, kid.
Good.
But he was a farmer, and so I got out of the limo, and I said... I don't know much about you, but I know your name's Chris, and I know you're a farmer, so you can plow the f out of my field any day.
No.
And I said the actual F word,
it was
and his
so
face
funny.
Was like,
But he laughed, amazing. And I think he's like, "What is happening?"
And then I made him feel dumb because I was like, "What? What? Are you not a farmer? Like, can I not plow your field? I don't get it." I liked your limo. I remember watching you from the window, being like, "She's adorable."
Oh my gosh, I remember Ashley. Her comment after I got out of the limo was, "Well, she's definitely going home."
Uh-huh. Who's the happily married one now?
Wrong, Ashley.
Suck it, Ashley.
Wrong.
Just kidding.
My favorite part of my favorite part, but one of the best parts of the wedding was on the way back to our hotel room.
Oh gosh, Evan.
Should I not say that?
No,
well,
please.
You
do.
Got to now.
On the way back to the hotel
more
room.
Rose.
There's Jared and Ashley. Ashley's crying.
Yep.
And Jared's like, "Calm down." And I'm like, "Oh, I got to take a picture of this." And Ashley's like, "Don't, please, don't." I was like,
"What
oh,
a
my
moment."
Always.
It's like, this
just
is
always.
This is real life, no matter what.
One of my favorite parts of your wedding, besides all of the love and romance, was Ashley comes up to me and goes, "So like, I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this, but she was like, so Wells, blah, blah, blah." And she goes, "But I'm not going to be Ashley I'm not going to chase him down. I'm not going to look desperate." And then she goes, turns around to me. She goes, "Ah, screw it. I'm Ashley I."
Oh my God,
and
yes.
She ran after Wells. And I was like, I love her.
I mean, she can't be anything other than who she is.
She's
and
a treasure.
It's
and she
fantastic.
Owns it. Sean was always on the fence because he just sees what he sees on TV. And when he met her, he was like, she might be one of my favorite people in the Bachelor franchise, like, because she is just so unapologetically vulnerable and herself, and she
at
owns
all
it
all times.
Oh, yeah. She, I mean, she's making a living off it now.
I know.
Good for her.
I know.
Good for
she
all
deserves
of us.
It.
Good for all of us. Now I'm lost. Okay, where were we? Des, you. Okay, so then Chris gives you the boot.
Yay!
Yay! Party. And when did you decide to go on Paradise?
Jade and I were kind of, we were reluctant to go on. Mm-hmm. And then.
Everyone is.
Yeah. And then we were like, okay, well, if you'll do it, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And so.
Because you can make it fun.
Yeah. The only reason we really went was because we both decided it was going to be a good idea.
Yeah.
And we were like, let's just go and hang out with each other and we'll see what happens. I don't know.
Yeah.
So. And then. That season did not work out for me very well.
Oh my gosh, how dumb am I? I've been your friend for so long, and I blacked out that you probably have too.
I wish I could.
Oh yeah, so you were on two. Okay, so then the second time,
so embarrassing.
No,
really.
It's not
embarrassing.
Are you? It would be if you were like miserable and like going on again and like hated your life. But you're no.
But I was wronged. Now I have retribution.
But this is all.
That's not even the right word.
Dang it.
Well, I don't like big words, so you fooled me. I was
Caitlin.
I was like, what a great word to describe that.
I mean, it fits.
I make up words like that aren't actually words.
I don't even try. I don't even try.
We say, wow.
Golly. Good for you.
LOL.
LOL. Nope, I don't say LOL.
Thank God.
Never.
That's good.
I don't think it's ever come out of my mouth unless I was like joking, like, haha, LOL. No, I don't even think I've done that. I don't lol. But that's good because it all led you to the next season.
Yes.
So you were on, Evan, you were on JoJo's season of The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
And you were what? How many? I was in and out of that season. You made it how far?
I don't know. I sort of wiped that memory from
See,
everything.
See, we all do that.
I think made it to like, there's like 10 of us left.
Yeah,
and then,
okay.
And I got the boot.
And so then you got to go to Paradise. And a lot of people in Paradise talk before they go on, right? Like that's a thing?
Yeah.
Or some?
Some do. I never did that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. You guys didn't, right?
Mm-mm.
No.
So had you met or even talked?
No.
No.
See, I think that
Evan saw me one time at Rebar.
Yeah.
But refused to talk to me.
What's
which
Rebar?
I'm glad.
Oh, Nashville.
Yeah, here.
Yeah, it was at a bar. And then my friend was like, that girl's from The Bachelor. And I was like, well, I'm going on The Bachelorette. Maybe I should go say hi. I was like, no, I'm not going to do it.
I'm glad you didn't do it.
No, I'm glad you didn't either. I love that you guys met for the first time on Paradise.
Yes.
That's your story.
I know.
Okay, so then, didn't that happen real quick after you came off Bachelorette? You went right into filming?
I was going.
Within a month?
Paradise, yeah.
Were you like, what am I doing? I'm going to find the love of my life?
No.
Or were you like, I'm going to party?
Like, on The Bachelorette, I was like the idiot that was like, I'm going to find love. I'm the one person, like,
sweet.
Which is silly to, you know, think this is realistic. So then afterwards, I was like, that was really hard. That was like, I did things I didn't want to do. And You know, so it was one of those moments where I was like, you know what? People don't really love me out there in America in Bachelor Land.
They didn't?
So, some people
no.
did.
Yeah, I had a few.
But isn't that because they gave you like a weird – did they give you a weird edit?
I mean
– not in your mind, but people took
it
like, that
no,
way?
No, I did the thing.
It was – I was weird. And this just –
but that's –
there was that's
but
all
now
there
people
was
love
edit.
You for it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I was like – so I doubled down. I was like, fine, you know what? I'm just going to have like – I'm going to go in with like a zero Fs giving
yeah,
mode. Like,
good.
And that's truly how it was. I was like, I don't care about anything. I don't care how I look. I'm just going to go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like – I just went in there like full force.
Zero Fs given.
And
I
then
it.
I
how
met
many
Carly.
Fs did you give Carly? Three?
I think four.
Four?
Yeah, probably four.
Okay. That's a good amount. Okay. And then you went in and
swept her off her feet, Larsa's
was
history.
It, was it the moment you
oh,
saw
from
her?
The moment we fell in love the first
stars
moment
align.
We saw each other.
Well, that was my next point. But sometimes I hate doing typical interviews where it's like and I say all the same things you get in every interview, but I'm probably going to.
That's okay.
I'm probably going to anyways. But this is what I'm getting at. I feel like it's all part of your fairy tale. And who's to say what's a fairy tale? Because the Bachelor world is not a fairy tale. You don't read about that as a little girl growing up and dating 25
right.
men and
no.
getting intimate and then sending people home and being like, and I choose you to be my husband. And then that's,
you're welcome.
And that's all in front of America on TV. That's not a fairy tale, but it's your own.
Well, fairy right. tales always have like dark beginnings
they do.
And, you know, really difficult things
oh, yeah.
that you know
that's
they have to
true.
Go through.
Look at your little outlook.
Yeah,
and,
that's really cute.
That
it
is
totally
cute.
Was a fairy tale. Yeah. I don't know.
No, that's what I'm saying though. It's
yeah.
it's everybody has their own form of fairy tale, and it's that's what I'm saying is that when you grow up, it's not like you think of.
Right.
But I mean, rub a dub dub, three men in a tub. Who really pictures that in real life? You know, that's
I don't
not.
Want to.
That's not a fairy tale. That's a nursery rhyme.
Yeah.
But I mean,
okay.
you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Did I really just go there? Three men in a tub? What are they doing in there?
I don't know. That's why I was like, I can't think about that because I'm
nursery thinking... rhymes are whack. What are we teaching our children? Okay, wait. Where now? I've lost my. I always do this. And you know what? The printing on my paper is very small. I went old school today. I didn't bring my laptop, so I'm trying to read off a piece
I didn't
of paper.
Bring my glasses.
I need my glasses. But okay. So oh, here, you fell in love with Carly. You did not want to quit her. And
no.
what girl wants a guy who's going to quit her? And that actually made you fall in love with him.
Yeah.
And it worked out.
Yeah.
It worked out.
I actually had huge learning experiences
of
on
course.
Both these shows. Like, it was incredible, life-changing stuff where, like, you know, I felt feelings for Carly initially that I hadn't felt, like, in a long time, ever, whatever. And it was like, wow, these are – I didn't realize I was still capable of having these
yes.
Powerful emotions.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I'm just going to let these powerful emotions ride.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, Carly.
It was a lot of
this
things.
Incredible.
At once.
She's like, whoa, that's a lot. So
yeah.
it was like super intense.
But that's who you are.
That's who I am.
with her.
Yes.
Yeah. So then she, you know, friend zoned me. And then.
hey, a lot of beautiful relationships start out as a friendship.
Hey, my parents did.
There you go.
And my dad liked my mom, and my mom didn't like him until he started dating a cheerleader, and then she realized she did.
And she's like, wait a second, get back here, yeah. you're mine.
Yes, that's exactly
so,
what happened.
But I still, even after she friendzoned me, I was like, so, you know, Justin Bieber's coming to town in Nashville. So even if we're friends, we should just go. And she's like, oh, yes, I'll go to Justin Bieber. I was like, I've got her. Even if we get kicked off this show, I'm going to take her to Bieber. That's like lockdown closed.
It was so funny.
That's lockdown. At least I've got that.
After we got home, I was like, it was just so apparent like how in love with him I was. And we were standing there and I was like, God, even if we had just come home, I think you would have really gotten me at Bieber.
Absolutely.
I think it really would have worked.
Because you guys
a plan
are
B.
meant to be.
Yeah. My plan B would have worked either way.
That's.
Yeah.
I think it's cute because I think you learned from the show, which we all do, to be way more vulnerable than you could have ever mm-hmm. imagined. And that allowed you to have all of your feelings,
mm-hmm.
which allowed Carly to see that in you. And now look where we are.
I know.
Married.
That's so,
cool. So I think the lesson here is to allow yourself to be extremely vulnerable and
yeah,
feel
like what's
things.
What's
yeah.
really the worst that can happen if you go on this show? people mock and ridicule you.
For like a year and then they're bye.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Like there's no real consequences in life at all. So it's like a beautiful place to just like try things out and like do everything.
Even if it's like the worst like hate that you get, you have to learn to see it from a different side and know that it passes.
Yeah.
And that it's temporary and that good things can come from it if you can let the other things pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they do.
And they do.
They do.
Yeah.
And if you just sort of fully embrace it and you're just like, okay, yeah, you're saying really, like you kind of can take all of that even a little bit as feedback and be like, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. And you can learn from it.
Yeah.
If you want to or not.
And if
you can
you're
just try
in
to
the
get
right
Instagram.
Place in life, yes. which I think we all were when we were on these shows, which is, I think, why we are successful in our happiness right now, mm-hmm. is because we all were in a good place.
Yeah.
And we learned so many things about ourselves throughout that entire process that I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I used to do that.
Oh.
I would never do that again. Totally. You know, I'm like, wow, I really needed that moment for everyone to see with me about how terrible I am.
Yeah, but they just showed some.
No, I know. But like.
But no, I understand where you're coming from. Like, look at, okay, Eric on this season. Mm-hmm. I couldn't stand him at the beginning. I was like, why is this guy yelling all the time? Why is he so angry? Yeah. And now I'm like, what a sweetie.
I love him.
I love Eric.
I do.
He's such a little gem.
He's my favorite.
Yeah, he's
great.
And
too.
He
after Tickle Monkey.
Really likes her. Like, you can tell he really likes her and would really care for her.
Yes. And I think he's one of those guys that's gone on the show and grown a lot from it.
Totally.
So he will take something from that mm-hmm. and find his happiness because I do think he's grown from that show.
Totally.
What
agree.
Do you guys think of Peter?
I'm so bored.
Okay. And I'm so – okay. I always liked him because he's nice.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, wait. Wait a tick.
Yeah.
His goal in high school was to be the bachelor.
I know, I saw that.
And now he knows he's in third position.
I'm super angry about it.
And now he's like, and he's very calculated and knows what
Every
to say and when.
Every week he like does some new calculation to like get him to the next week. Like if I just stay back here a little bit, the next week I could come a little bit more forward. I don't know.
I think he's smart. I mean, he's clearly done all of his research.
Yeah,
he has
smart,
like written
for sure.
down all of what the Bachelor said before they were called Bachelors.
Yes.
Like, and he's like just basically
studied
parroting
it.
That stuff.
Right.
And it's impressive, actually. It's like a textbook. Hey, how to impress the ABC.
That don't make you bad people.
No.
It's not like he's a bad guy. It's just I kind of see what you're doing.
And
he does seem like a
great
guy.
What's funny is like everybody's like freaking out about Brian being like saying all the right things, but like Peter says all the right things too, but
that's
everybody
true.
Just loves Peter because he has like
because
a
Brian's
gap
more
in the silver fox thing.
Yeah,
that's true. He's more relatable. Where with Brian, you're like you're Miami and you're charming, and I don't trust you.
Yeah,
but he could be. What? Yeah. Okay, that was my next question. What do we think of Brian? Wait, I'm trying to think. By the time this airs, I think we'll be down to the final two.
Okay.
So who? Well, I guess we can give our predictions. Whatever. What do you think of Brian?
It's so hard to say something now because, like, what if they're together? Like, we really love Rachel.
Exactly.
Like, Rachel's incredible.
Right, we love
her
so much.
She's a great bachelorette, and she's, like, she's almost too smart for the bachelorette. I'm like, girl, you're good.
I just want to be like her parents and be like, Rachel, if you pick this Brian guy, we trust you. Like,
exactly.
We figured it out. Like,
and I hear you. I said this on my last podcast. I said, I want to believe that they are going to work if that's who she chooses and that he's a good guy and that everything that he's doing is truthful. And because I would hate if I was listening when I was a bachelorette and people were saying bad things about Sean when I know he's such a good guy and we're so happy, I'd be like, screw you.
And you never forget those people that said bad
never,
things.
Never. So that's why I keep hoping. I'm like, who knows? And he could be saying all the right things because he could mean it. And this could be really how he's feeling. And that's just, I guess that's sometimes hard to believe on these shows. So maybe we're all, you know, joke's on us. We're the idiots.
I mean, he triggers a lot of like Josh Murray vibes from that's how
it's
I
aren't they friends?
Him. Are they?
Oh, no.
That would make sense.
I think
Brian could be a good guy. I mean, again.
And we'll find out. And guess what? I'll want to have them on the podcast and we can all hang out and do a live one and bond and we can say we're sorry for jumping to conclusions.
Right.
Because I've heard that's who she picks, but I don't know because I don't read spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
And I've only heard because everyone keeps saying like, oh, I think they're happy together, her and Brian. And I'm like, what? Okay, I guess.
Okay. Well,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
If they're happy, so, that's all we want
exactly.
is for her to be happy.
Exactly. And that sounds so cheesy, but we really mean it.
Yeah.
because she's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we
really
love her.
I can't wait. Have you guys met her?
No, only by FaceTime.
Oh. Yeah, that's actually true.
The night before our wedding.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, see, I can't wait to meet her. Okay, well, that's... I didn't even know where I was going with that. I just jumped to Bachelorette.
I think Eric would be an amazing bachelor. Can you imagine how entertaining that would be?
I think he would, too.
He'd be, like, super indecisive about things and, like, yell a lot. And it'd just be, like, a great change in direction.
Right. Yeah. I know. I'm just worried that if Peter is a bachelor, it's going to be one of those seasons that just like a yawn.
Yeah, but I don't think they'll do it if they think that. I think they'll pull from, they'll make Ben H. the Bachelor again before they do something that'll get yawn, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
But it's not, like, I don't think the show's actually about the lead.
No,
person.
It's not.
It's true. Or they'll just find another, like, Corinne to make the season really,
exactly,
really exciting.
Exactly. All
they're
you
so
need.
Good.
All, yeah. All they are. I mean, these people
they're
know
so
what they're doing.
Good.
We're sitting here, like, they're probably laugh when they listen to this because they're like, "You guys think we don't know what we're doing?" Even if we get, you know, like Chris Soules wasn't the most entertaining.
No.
You know he.
Right.
But that was a good season because we had some entertaining people.
Absolutely.
And that's all you need.
That's
so
true.
So Peter can be the Bachelor, and it'll probably be one of the biggest seasons because they'll probably find the best kind of girls.
That's so true.
You know? That's what I think.
And he'll be able to speak to them very, I don't know, either the
way
he
talks.
Yeah,
he'll know exactly what to say.
He'll know exactly what to say.
But then he'll get overwhelmed because he'll be like, uh-oh, there's a lot of you.
This is a lot happening right now.
And I'm saying the same thing to everybody, and I'm scared. Okay, guys, we're going to take a quick break right now, but I discovered the most amazing new dog collar. It's called Link AKC, backed by the American Kennel Club. Link AKC is GPS locator, fitness activity tracker, and smartphone app rolled into one stylish dog collar. We all know I'm a big dog guy. The GPS locator is a complete peace of mind. No more worrying about your dog. If you got out of the yard, you can see exactly where he is at all times right on the app. Plus, it doesn't matter how old your dog is. If it's a purebred or mixed, Link AKC shows the exact amount of activity every dog needs. It's easy to set up. It's super comfortable with sizes available for every dog. I absolutely love it, and you will too. It looks great on Tucker. Tucker Doodle loves it. It's very stylish too. And right now, you can take advantage of the Link AKC summer sale with big savings on a collar to help keep your dog safe, happy, and healthy. Plus, as a special thank you, use code VINE at checkout, linkakc.com, to save even more and get free shipping. That's code VINE at linkakc.com, linkakc.com, code VINE. Your dog will love it as much as Tucker does.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Have you heard Spike's Car Radio? It's comedian, actor, writer Spike Ferriston sitting on the porch in Malibu talking with some cool people about cool cars and life in general.
My first guest is Jerry Seinfeld. He's right here. He was all right. Don't try to hug him.
Chris Hardwick.
I could feel everything on the road. I mean, it was basically like, it was like unprotected sex for driving.
Jeremy Piven.
You know what? I think you and Jerry are spiritually tied to cars, and I respect it and I love it, but I don't quite get it yet, but I want to get it.
Download new episodes of Spike's Car Radio every Wednesday on the Podcast One app, or save time and subscribe now at Apple Podcasts or at PodcastOne.com.
You're listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
I wanted to read, Evan, the text you sent me when you told me
you were
engaged.
Gosh.
I went back and found it.
That's amazing.
I never deleted our conversation.
That's so sweet, Caitlin.
It's so cute, though, because I had heard.
I remember your response.
Yeah. I had heard that you were, but I didn't want to, like, jump to conclusions and be like, I heard this. Yeah. I wanted you to tell me.
You're like, I waited for you to tell me.
So Carly messaged me and goes, so I'm engaged. Ha, 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 ha. Now we can be Nashville Bachelor couples together. And I wrote in all caps, okay, OMG, I've been waiting for you to tell me because I knew, but I didn't know if I was supposed to or if you wanted people to know or if you just wanted to tell me. And I cried because I'm just so happy for you. And now I'm yelling. I said, I can't wait to go on double dates. And you said, "I'm so happy it's so stupid." It's just so cute. And you said, I'm with Julia right now and we're drinking, watching..." What? "Watching in Cali?" Well, that you were clearly drinking.
Yes.
But you said, "I'm so excited. Can we please plan a date? I'm..." Oh, no, that was the next one. And then you said, you told me where he lives.
Yeah.
And you said, "This is so perfect. Life is so effing great."
I still feel that way.
I know you do.
Yeah.
No. Do you guys want a minute?
There's lots of glass in this room. Yeah. Everything's a little see-through here.
Hey, nothing I haven't seen before. I'll just be over here documenting it to promote this podcast on my Instagram.
Happens after Caitlin's podcast.
Yeah, after dark. Isn't that sweet?
That's so sweet. Oh,
and it was like all caps, too. Like, she meant it.
Yeah.
She really
meant
it.
I don't really say things I don't mean.
No, that's true. And I feel like when you do say things you mean, you yell it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, we're like 5 weeks into marriage, and yeah.
He does that sometimes. Like, I'll say something, he'll be like, "Why are you yelling?" And I'm like,
"Because I'm passionate."
Yeah. But it's like, I'll be like, "Oh, my God, you see that sunset? It's so beautiful."
Yeah,
but like,
so you.
"Well, why are you yelling?" I'm like, "Oh, I don't know."
I feel like you always did that on... when we met, like on the season of Bachelor, you'd put your hands in the air and look towards the ceiling and yell things that you meant.
Oh, totally.
But it made me feel like you were really passionate about it.
Yeah, I'm passionate about a lot of things.
So there you go.
Yeah.
That's crazy how many like amazing girls came from your season of the Bachelor.
Yeah, we had a good season.
Like, isn't that weird?
You guys, like when you look at a group picture of y'all, it's like, holy cow.
You're like, oh.
So many amazing people.
That's true. Like me, Carly.
Jade.
Oh, I thought you were going to stop there. Jade, Ashley,
Julie,
Whitney, Becca.
Yeah.
There's so many people that just really ran with it, you know?
Yeah. And people was really love.
No.
No. She was your bachelor.
Oh, yeah.
This is getting weird now.
You just said it was JoJo on it, and you were on her season.
I couldn't.
But Becca was on the season with JoJo.
Yeah, that's what
she did another one.
Oh, right.
Because they're best friends.
I didn't notice.
So strange, Caitlin.
Never noticed.
Weird.
How's the rosé?
Fantastic.
How is it?
I love rosé.
Me too. Okay, where was I? Carly's texted me. Yep, got it. Oh, this season of Paradise. What are your predictions? Who's coupling up?
I don't know.
Well, it's apparently Amanda and Robbie because that was...
Oh, I saw that picture.
Yeah, they were like holding hands. I'm like, friends don't hold hands like
no,
that.
No, yeah, I saw that picture. Mm-hmm. And then I saw a picture of Dean and Danielle L.
Who's that?
I don't know.
L?
What like, season kind of... Oh. Ooh, help.
D-Lo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she's she was on just this past one.
Next season,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I didn't watch it.
She didn't go.
There's lots of pictures of people walking around places right now.
Right.
But that doesn't really mean
that doesn't
like,
mean anything,
anything.
Unless but Amanda and
they were holding hands.
They were holding
that's
hands.
That's different.
I'm like, how does that work for her with contracts? She seems to.
She was at Target with Josh Murray.
Yeah. I'm like, wait, how come
she just
gets
away
to
with that stuff?
She does.
I think it's because she's a mom. She can just be like, I'm a mom.
It was so funny though
because like, contracts
with Josh and Amanda and Lace and Grant. You know, they would be seen out places, and Evan and I were so careful. I mean,
you
I wore
were
wigs.
Careful.
Like,
and, I would, and you lived in the same city.
I know, but I was like, we were both like, we don't want to screw this up.
Yeah.
You know?
And which is so cute.
It is cute.
You guys followed the rules because you didn't want to screw up your love story. That's we did wigs, too, when we were in our hideout. Except then somebody tagged me in a photo and said, "You look good in a blonde wig." And I was like, shit. I'm screwed. I've already broken so many rules. Get me out of here. But it was fun. That's fun, though. You know,
fun,
that's such
yeah.
a fun time to think back on your relationship when nobody could know you're together and you're wearing wigs.
Totally.
And it was like, oh, you guys probably did it in the wigs, didn't you? I'm not going there.
We should have.
Absolutely we did.
Oh. Okay.
You don't remember.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, just kidding. What? Where are we? Did we?
Was that someone else? No, I'm just kidding. Better not be. No, just kidding. Yeah. I'm yelling again.
Wait. Your arms are in the air.
I'm
Who
yelling!
Was she? Who was she? Okay, so living in Nashville now.
We're moving to Brentwood in a week.
Oh, that's a nice little area.
Well, it's a rental. We're trying to figure out if we want to buy or build. Mm-hmm. So we're giving ourselves like a year to figure that out.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
A year. That's great. And so where do, because you have three boys, do they go to school in Brentwood?
They go to school in Franklin.
In Franklin. Yeah. Okay. So. And so you're trying to find a home around there.
Yeah. We don't want to lose like the Nashville condo vibe. Like,
oh, isn't it great?
So awesome.
I want to be able to like have a date night in the city and not have to drive so far.
No, you guys know what you're doing. Let me tell you. You're doing it right. We're like outside of the city and I'm like, I want a condo downtown. Your three boys are just gems, like rare gems. All three of them too, like not just one or two. They are all three so special in their own little ways. And I noticed that at the wedding. I was like, can I adopt them? Like, Carly, you get to gain these three boys who just clearly adore you.
They're such good kids.
They
like, even when Evan isn't around, we just kind of, we'll all just like hang out and lay on the couch and watch stupid shows and
like just bond.
Yeah. And it's so easy.
Yeah.
Like, it's all, since day one, they have welcomed me and it's been really easy with them.
Yeah. Which is crazy if you think about it.
It really is crazy.
Because three boys and that, you know, their age, what are their ages again?
16, 12, and 9.
That's hard.
I know.
Or you would think. So to gain three boys of that age for it to be easy.
Yeah.
Especially this Nathan, the 16-year-old. Like, he's had a really tough,
that's a tough
go
age.
Of it for a few years. And for him to bond with Carly, I mean, they're like besties, and like that's like
so special for you to
see
from
God. Like it's incredible how he adores her. And
we went to a movie the other day, and it was a rated R movie, which I asked Evan's permission to take him.
Oh,
but we're like at the front, and they're like, "Ma'am, can I see your ID?" And I'm like, "Yeah." So I show him, and they're like, "We need your ID too." And I was like, "Oh no, he's with me." And then they just, like, looked at me, and I was like, well, he's my stepson. He's with me.
Yeah.
And they're like, ma'am, you do not look old enough to have a stepson.
They're like, you're lying.
And they thought we were lying. And he's like, oh, my God, they thought we were on a date. I was like, this is
so
fantastic.
Old.
That's, yeah, he's six. He's tall.
Yeah.
He's really tall.
Super tall.
But they all just, like, I feel like they're so good at showing emotion already as, like, three boys.
My gosh.
And they're so funny and outgoing, and they all speak. The way they speak about you guys, I think, says a lot about who you guys are, too. Like, that's,
I agree.
They're just such good.
Those speeches.
Ridiculous.
Again, not going to be on camera, but just incredible.
Will they not?
Now.
Oh, my gosh.
And nobody,
please tell me
it
somebody.
It was one of those moments where nobody has video of it because everybody was just like.
We were so in it.
Which was like,
which
that never
awesome.
Happens. It was incredible.
It was really, honestly, that watching your three boys have their speeches, like each one, I'm like, come on.
I know.
How does each speech
so
be,
good?
Like, I was like, well, no one's going to top that one. Well, no,
I know.
Oh, okay, well, they all did it, and everyone's crying. So
I know.
They're just such good kids.
Yeah,
I just love hearing kids, especially that age, talk so highly about who is raising them. Like, you guys just obviously are making such a positive impact on them, and they're so happy for you guys, too.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
Oh, I want three boys like that. Are you guys good trying for a girl?
Yeah, we're... Yes. I'm really nervous about
like
a girl.
Evan.
Well, yeah,
like boys, like no problem, cruise control, you know, just get in line.
Mm-hmm.
And girl.
But think about this. Your heart will melt.
Yeah, exactly.
And
he
but
won't
they'll
be able
have,
to say
but
no
she
ever.
Will have three boys to protect her,
mm-hmm.
which
That's
is
true.
Crazy.
Liam the other day is like, hey, if you ever have a little girl, like I'm never going to let her look at another boy ever.
Oh, see? Like,
That's so
what you
funny.
Want. If I don't want girls, I'm too scared.
Yeah.
And
That's
Sean
so
wants a girl more than anything.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, if we have like a few boys first, then I'll be happy to have a girl. Because you want boys to protect her and like kind of rough her up a bit, too. Like, make her tough.
Right.
Because girls are so fragile.
That's true.
Especially in this world. Social media.
I know.
Oh, don't get me started.
I told him, I was like, we're going to keep trying until we have a girl. Or we'll adopt a girl.
Oh, that would be cute.
Yeah. I have to have a girl.
Yeah.
Practice is good, though.
Yes.
All about the practice.
Yes, it is.
I'm down with the practice. Oh, that's amazing. Okay, before we play our game, I want to talk about something very serious. Your bathroom counter. If you're like me, the shelf space in your bathroom is precious real estate. That's why I'm excited to introduce you to a line of beauty products that's as great at multitasking as you are. Kopari. These are products that moisturize skin and hair, smell great, but without any sulfates, silicones, GMOs, and parabens. Instead, Kopari products are made with 100% organic coconut oil. Kopari makes great products like a coconut sheer oil, which is light and perfect for facial moisturizer, a coconut balm for intense soothing and smoothing of super dry skin, a coconut crush scrub that buffs you beautiful, a coconut body glow that gives you a natural all-over shimmer, and of course, their original coconut melt. Kopari searched around the world for an oil of the highest quality with a great aroma and non-gritty texture that you can apply head to toe. Sometimes when Sean smells me, he says I smell like Hawaii. So say aloha to the best skin and hair of your life with Kopari. Go to KopariBeauty.com/fine to get 20% off your order. That's Kopari, KopariBeauty.com/fine for 20% off. Okay, we are all about games here on Off the Vine.
Okay.
I play one every time. You know, we tried to have a game night, couples night, the other time. We got a flat tire and couldn't make it.
Oh, the flat tire in air quotes.
We really
I didn't believe you at first, but then I saw the pictures and I believed you.
We had a flat tire going to have a double date with Carly and Evan, and we got a flat tire. And I knew, too, because it's like, what an excuse, you know? Oh, can't make it, got a flat tire. And I'm like, if that was an excuse, we really committed because there's a huge hole in our tire. And
we really don't want to hang with you guys. Yeah. Boom.
Yeah. No. Okay. So the game is, you know, the game I always have to explain.
Please explain the game.
I make jokes. And even when people get it, I have to explain it, which ruins my joke. But the game is called E Said, C Said. Do you get it?
Yes, I get it.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, I'm not going to. I hope people at home get it. Oh, okay, E said, C said. So I'm obviously going to list some things, and you decide like who it's saying it about.
Right.
You know what I mean.
I'm with you.
Okay. Who said I love you first?
E said.
Oh, E said.
E said.
Okay. But you said it back.
I did.
Yeah.
I said I'm falling.
No, we followed the very natural course of
we
the
really did. Right? We did.
Oh, you did?
We pulled up Peter.
It was a model. The model we used.
Oh.
I'm falling in love with you.
Yep.
Or I think I'm falling for you.
Yeah.
I'm falling for you.
And then I'm in love with you. And then engagement.
Will you marry me?
Yes. I love you.
So yeah. It was a very.
Yes.
Wow, you guys really followed the rules on that one. Oh. Okay. Who wears the pants?
Ooh.
Ooh. That's very great that you guys both hesitate because that means you shared pants.
He could probably fit in my pants, which is actually sad.
I think
Sean does fit in my pants.
I think we kind of both do.
We take turns.
That's great.
Yeah.
I actually feel the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really great answer.
We're really partners about most everything.
And that's how a successful relationship works. People like compromise. Communication. Eric said it the other night on The Bachelorette.
Which is all true.
I was like, wow, Eric, who's never been in love, nails all the qualities you need to be in love.
I mean, if you don't, like, the times Evan and I, like, will fight or something, it's just because we haven't talked.
Right, right.
And the moment we, like, tell each other what's going on, we're fine.
That's it.
Like, if people would just talk to each other.
Before it blows up.
Yes.
That's, believe it or not, Heidi and Spencer taught me that.
Oh my gosh, yes.
They did. And I've really thought about that lately because you know what? And Sean will agree with this. I'm a blower upper. Which I feel like means I'm passionate. No, that's an excuse. I don't have a lot of patience, which is weird because I'm like when Rachel said the other night, I'm chill until I'm not. He looked right at me and I was like, oh, boom. Wow. Words to live by for me. That is so me because I'm so chill. And then when I'm not, I blow up.
Yeah.
And I don't have patience. And so I've learned to try. It's so hard.
Yeah.
And so I've tried to really take a step back and be like, okay, how do I diffuse this before it blows up? And I really have done a better job at it. Sean's a little more patient. Yeah. We're both not very patient people.
But at least you know that about yourself.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I'm going to try to change this about me.
And when it does happen, like within 5 minutes, we're like, ooh.
We're like, I did it again.
We both blew up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I mean, a couple doesn't fight. You're not in love unless you fight.
No, everybody fights.
Exactly.
Everybody. Everybody poops and everybody fights.
Yeah, it's true. Unless you're constipated.
Wise words, Carly. Wise words. Wait. Did you switch your last name?
I haven't.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I'm going to.
Oh, thanks for bringing that up, Caitlin.
It's just like we've been really busy. And then his mom really the other day, she was like, have you changed your name? And I was like, no. And I was like, but I'm going to. It's just, it's a lot of things to do. And she's like, are you not going to be Bass? And I was like, oh, no. But I am. I really am. I was like, oh, no.
I don't actually care about it legally. I just care about your Instagram name. That's all that matters.
It's not, you know, you're not actually married until it's on Instagram. Are you going to do, like, the double?
Oh, no.
So
no.
Jade did.
Yeah, she did.
The double. Mm-hmm. And she kept her last name but put it with her middle name. Oh. Look at his face right now. So it's Jade Elizabeth Roper.
This is news to me.
Oh.
Is this the idea here?
I don't know.
What's your middle name?
Another glass of
Anne.
Anne. Would you like another glass? Would you like a
little? Yes, if we're going to have to talk about this. And the answer is I am going to.
Thanks. It's just like a lot of steps. And we're like moving and we're packing and we're doing
a lot. There's
a lot
going on.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And she will.
I will.
It's very romantic to take the man's last name.
I like the it's a fish. I love fishing.
At least give me Twitter if you're not going to do Instagram.
It's a fish.
Oh my gosh.
It's a fish and I love fish.
I know. I have a great last name.
You can pronounce it bass if you'd like.
And it's also guitar, which is like guitars.
Hi.
So
it's basically your perfect last name.
And you go all the way up in the alphabet if you're going like...
Really?
If you're at a graduation, everyone's way more happy if you're a Bass than a Waddell.
Very true.
That's a great way to look at it,
even though
you've already graduated. But my last name is Bristow. I was very happy to be at the top of that list all the time, you know?
Mm-hmm. But brag about it, guys.
I want to convince Sean to switch our last name when we get married to Boothstow.
That's amazing.
He wouldn't go for him.
Yeah,
okay,
I feel for him.
I do like the last name Booth, but I love my last name. Bristow's solid.
Yeah,
last name. Yeah, that goes.
And it just reminds me of my dad, who I love more than anything. So I'm like, I want to keep it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to name my boy. His middle name will be Bristow. So
that's so cute.
That's cool.
I'll keep it there. Okay, back to our game. Better driver.
Carly.
Oh.
Yeah, definitely me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well.
Evan just doesn't. He's like has too many thoughts. Mm-hmm. So when he's driving, he's thinking about his thoughts, not about driving.
Oh, you're a typical Nashville driver.
Yeah.
They're like nobody commits to like switching lanes and they're like, wait, what am I doing? Where am I going?
Yeah, it's
actually... No, when I commit, I commit.
To the lanes or to your... What are we talking about here?
Driving
or what?
He brakes really quick. Like, I'll have to be like, Evan, car! And he's like, oh! And then like slamming on the brake.
Okay.
No, that's not true.
You just did that the other day?
I just brake before you would... I don't brake... The way you would like me to break.
That's
true. I wait until... Uh-huh. Like, I'm not going to freak out if someone...
Who wants someone to break when it's too late, though?
Then you're dead.
Nobody wants that.
No.
Okay, so Carly, great. Okay. Moving on.
I'm getting the weeds on that one.
Better cook.
Oh, we're both bad.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
That's why you get HelloFresh.
I mean,
oops,
it's...
I mean Green Chef.
It is really easy when you have a recipe. I mean, I've made some things that were good.
Really good. You've really come a long way.
I wouldn't say you've ever made anything that I thought was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. But I've made some things that you thought were amazing.
Thanks a lot, Carly.
So me.
Okay.
Even though I'm still bad.
Too many Christmas.
But
I'll teach you. Hey, actually, if you want, we're going to redo our kitchen in our house. And I want to take cooking classes after.
Yes.
So you can come over and we can do that.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm so down.
Okay. We'll make like a wine date night out of it.
Okay.
Oh, couples night.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
great.
Down.
I'm down.
Glad we
I love Sean so much. He's
isn't
such a good
he's
guy.
Great.
The man.
He's really, really cool.
And your dad was talking about how much he loves Sean.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was like, I just really like, he's like, who's that guy with like the hair? And we're
Sean.
Like, Sean.
Sean B.
And he's like, I really like that guy. And we're like, yeah,
because
he's a really
I feel
great
like
guy.
Sean is such a, one level person that you just trust, you know.
Yeah.
He's not like trying too hard and he's not like shy. He's just himself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell after 2 seconds of talking to him that he actually is a good human.
Yes.
So it's like
your gut is always like, that's a good guy.
Yeah.
For Sean.
Yeah. He and that's what my whole thing was when I met him. I was like, yeah, freaking right. He's that good looking and a good guy. Like, no way. And his sister was like, he is. I was like, no. And I kept looking for, like, my mom said, you're looking for the other shoe to drop. And I was.
Yeah, but that's understandable. You don't get hurt.
No, yeah. I was just being a human.
Yeah.
Guess that's Peter and Brian too, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, we'll just have to meet them and be like, wow, I get a good vibe, okay?
Yeah.
I trust you, Rachel. Spends the most money.
Evan.
Definitely you.
Yeah.
I mean, your car is ridiculous.
You're a spender. Hey, big spender. Yeah.
I went through a phase where I spent a lot of money, and then I've backed off.
Like,
that's fine.
Like, Evan would go to, like, Nordstrom for clothes, and I would go to, like, Marshall's or something.
Yeah. I feel like you're very – but that's also – it's not because of price. I feel like you like vintage and you like that kind of thing. Like you love antique stuff and you love vintage.
I like things with like stories.
Right.
Yeah.
That's cool though. Well, that's a good combo.
So,
right,
so shopping at Marshall's gives you stories? Is that?
Well, no, but like
well, but when you
sometimes
look
I go away from Marshall's with great stories.
That's true.
Hey, where's your shirt from, Carly?
Probably Marshall's.
There you go.
Yeah, see?
But – when you lived in your apartment before you met Evan,
yes,
you like loved going to like secondhand stores and getting. Yes. And I feel like your vibe really does have stories.
Yes, I love antique stores. It's one of my favorite things to do is go antique
that's
shopping.
Cool. Yeah. I really, actually, that's a quality that I wish I had. I was like, that's so cool.
I love it.
You're
so much,
so artsy.
Like flea markets.
You are so artsy. That's remember that was one of my favorite stories you guys did on Instagram when Evan told you. Like, you didn't know where you guys were going or something, and you took her to a secondhand store.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys picked out outfits for each other.
I still think about that purse, and he made me put my wallet in there and, like, putting my hand on that purse. Oh, my God.
And she got me a triple XL peach shirt with a giant stain.
I didn't realize it had a stain.
It was so cute, though. I really enjoy following.
That, again.
That was a good night.
I do enjoy following you guys on.
We have been really bad about it lately.
That's okay.
Oh, well.
That kind of makes you a little cooler, though. Because it's like.
One day we'll come back.
Sorry, we're too busy being real and in love to be.
Yeah, like we're in the honeymoon stage.
Yeah.
Aww,
we're
miss
just
that.
Doing it all the time.
Honeymoon phase. That's why I'm like, Sean, can we get married soon so we can go back to the honeymoon phase? And then we'll like wait a while and then we'll have a baby and we'll be back in the.
Yes.
That's
you get so
works.
Sick of people being like, get married, have kids. Like, that's got to be insane.
I am over it because I'm like, look, this means nothing. We are happier than we've ever been,
right?
And we still don't think about a wedding just because that's kind of us. We're like, oh, that's a lot of planning, and
it's a lot.
But if like I'm more about eloping,
right?
Yes,
I'm like, that'd be cool.
That's what I want to do. If this hadn't happened,
you would have eloped.
We would have eloped. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want to plan a whole wedding. It's like,
well, that
that's
must
just
be nice
much.
That they come to you to have a wedding.
Well,
I'm not mad. Don't worry about it.
All of the salt.
Anybody got tequila? Because I'll take some. Okay, back to the game. Clean freak.
That's a toss up.
Yeah, I've been really bad
I would
about
say Carly,
lately.
But that closet sometimes.
well, the closet in his condo when I moved in it's the smallest closet in the world, and I have a lot of clothes. So, and he never changed the light bulb, so I put a lamp in the closet.
That's a lie.
So I couldn't even, until like 2 weeks. Excuse me, 2 weeks ago he did, even though we're moving in 1 week.
Better late than never.
I couldn't see, and I had too many clothes for this tiny closet. So, yes, it's a disaster because I can't put anything away.
Fair.
Is that all?
Yes.
What else?
Are you done?
How do you really feel?
Are you done yet? Because I'm ready for the next question.
I think I'm done. I could go on for a couple more hours, but it's okay.
You guys want to know what happened when I moved in with Sean?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
So Sean moved to Vancouver first so we could spend the summer there. And I had a very small apartment. And he was like obviously missing Tucker. And I didn't understand at that point because I wasn't so madly in love with Tucker yet. And then we got back and I was like, how did you leave this dog for this long? I'm obsessed. He's like, this is why I was depressed for 2 weeks. It had nothing to do with the show. I wanted to come home to my dog.
I still understand that.
And so we moved into a very small two-bedroom apartment with his sister, who, thank God, I love more than anything because she's the best.
Yeah.
And so I was like, it was nice because she was like a friend who, you know, I didn't have friends when I first moved here. And I looked at his room. I'm like, we're going to have to do something about this. He had like a baseball picture, but like not hung, leaned up against the wall of this like gross brown dresser. And then he had this like terrible duvet that was just like brown and a brown leather bed frame.
So much brown.
And then his bathroom was painted blue, and he thought it was trendy because he had like a candle and a star in there. And I was like, cool. And his shower curtain was brown.
I thought it was trendy.
He did. I think he thought the star on the wall was trendy with the rocks and a candle. Yeah. And I was like, for sure, an ex-girlfriend put that in here.
Very spa-like.
Yeah, super relaxing. And it was just like, I was like, there's so much that needs to change in here. Uh-huh. I can't do it. But I mean, I put up with it for a long time. But it was just so funny because, when you know, you have to just adapt and make it work together. And that's when, you know, I would have lived with Megan, to be honest, for the rest of time. I was like, that part's great. I have so much fun.
Right.
But your brown has got to go.
No more brown.
That I can't live with. Ugh. But it was funny. Also, Tucker and I did not get along right off the bat.
That's so sad.
No, I was like, don't make eye contact with me. I'm his main priority. And he was looking at me the same way. And now I'm like, I can't live without him. Okay. My next question was going to be, who has more clothes? But you already answered that.
Me, definitely.
Carly, for sure.
Who has more patience? Is that how
depends
you word
how
that?
You spell it.
I get it.
That was funny.
You're like, okay, that's you have funny. Patience. That's funny.
Ooh.
Ooh, but if we spell it with
okay,
a C.
Who's more impatient is my question.
Ugh.
We go back and forth?
I know. We're bad at this.
No,
because
that means
there's
you're
times
good at
that
it.
Like
that doesn't mean
I'll bad. Make you mad. I'll make you mad and you just are really mad right then.
Mm-hmm.
But then he gets silent.
Ooh, the silent
go to
thunder.
The dark place.
Yeah, he goes to, I call it the dark place, which is actually a terrible, scary place.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but
come
you feel
on.
Like you're in like a haunted house at Halloween with all the lights off.
But it's silent and you're waiting for the boop.
Yeah.
That's better, though.
But I think he had to learn patience with his kids.
Yes.
So
fair.
He definitely.
And you probably have too, so you're both patient.
That's true. But we're not.
That's a huge
that
learning
patient.
Lesson, though, is like you have. Instead of saying something you regret, if you can be quiet, it's less damaging.
Oh yeah, he says it all the time. He's like, "There's so many mean things I want to say to you right now, but I'm gonna
for
chill
out." I could
out.
Say that better, but
now I know
that's actually good. Though
I don't want to say what I don't mean in a fit of rage.
Good,
yeah,
good for you because I say it all.
I would say he gets angrier than I get.
Okay.
Like about things.
It's only been 5 weeks, babe. I mean,
we've known each other for a year now.
Yeah, that's true.
But there's always somebody. I get more mad than Sean.
Yeah,
he gets more. Like he's like, ooh, here's how it is. I'll tell you because if I don't, because I know he listens, so I have to tell it truthfully. Here's our fights. Something so dumb, and I'll be like, ugh. Blah, 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 and I'll give a jab. And he's like, oh, you want to jab me? I'll get you back times 10. And he'll jab me worse. And then I'll be like, you really hurt my feelings. He's like, you started it. And I'll be like, but you made it worse. And then I'll cry and he'll leave. And then we'll come back and be like, we're dumb.
Yeah.
We're both dumb. And then we'll make up.
Yeah. I think
that's a healthy way to fight.
I like that.
Oh.
That's fine.
That works.
You haven't heard the jabs.
But in the end, someone always comes back and says, we're dumb.
Yes.
And we're saying dumb things.
Yes. Always at the end, we're like, where did that come from? Why did that happen?
Right.
That was dumb.
Yeah.
And he was so cute the other day. He brought me flowers and he went, thank you for putting up with all my training for Ironman. And maybe if
that's
I was a little
so
bit
nice.
Grubby. And I was like, look how easy that was. You literally bought me like a really shitty flowers. Like, it was like this crappy little like grocery store. Here you go.
Yeah.
Price tag's still on it.
Yes.
And
it doesn't
that meant
matter.
Everything to me.
It's the best
just
thing.
Just the fact that he acknowledged it.
Uh-huh.
I was like, just please remember how easy this was.
I know.
And that it made it all go away.
Why don't guys remember that?
Months of like terrible.
Flowers cure lots of things.
And it's like, I don't even really care like to get a gift. But the fact that you're acknowledging, what are you laughing at, Evan?
Evan
what?
Gave me flowers for the first time.
You're acting well.
Since. No. What? Wait, what? Why are you
what?
Laughing?
I'm curious.
Nothing. You're like, why don't these guys get this? And I'm
no,
like,
I because I do
flowers.
Think it's crazy. Like, he got me flowers on Valentine's Day. And then, like, a couple weeks ago, I was sitting on the couch and he walks in with flowers, chocolate,
mm-hmm.
like ice cream uh-huh. and a toy for my dog. And I was like, what did you do?
Yeah.
You were like, what do you want?
I was like, what do you want or what did you do?
Yeah, exactly.
And he's like, I just wanted to show you I love you. And I was aww. Like, oh my gosh.
See,
and
then, that's so cute.
Yeah, it's so cute. And really, if guys would just do that.
And girls too, because yes. I wrote Sean a card before his Iron Man, and it was powerful aww. Stuff. Like, it was like how much he inspires me and everything. And he was like, he was like, that means so much
that's
to me.
So
and
nice.
I meant every word. Yeah. And I was just like, and then I was like, you go get him. And I gave him a slap on the butt and then at the finish line. Like, you know, you just
yeah.
little easy things mm-hmm.
yeah.
in a relationship means so much.
Yeah. Just to acknowledge the other person.
And they will take away all bad with one small good.
Yeah. It's totally true.
Okay, well, I've got like one more.
Okay.
I could talk to you guys for so much longer. I'm like, oh, what? It's been an hour?
That's what? Really?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I can't even believe. Okay. Now this is going to be equal because first one to say sorry.
It's too late to say sorry.
I was just going to say that.
I don't know. Do I say sorry? I think so. Sometimes I do.
I don't know that you've ever said sorry.
Oh, that's yeah, not nice.
Shots fired.
Shots fired.
No, just kidding. Of course.
I have a really tough time saying sorry. I have a very tough time. But so does Sean.
No, I think that I do say it. Because I
no,
usually...
No, of course you do. I'm kidding. Of course.
I usually know when I mean that I'm within, like, I would say an hour. If I have some time, then I'm usually like,
yeah.
Okay, that was really mean. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
It was really cute. You should have seen on Paradise. So she said some mean things about me on Paradise. And then
I
like,
did?
And
that's
then,
interesting.
I don't remember.
And just in case you didn't know. And so like then after like our hospital excursion, and we started liking each other. And she's like, you know, I like wake up this one morning. She's like, hey, can I talk to you for a second? Can we go to the pool and put our feet in the pool? And I'm like, yeah, of course. Oh, geez, here we go again. Am I getting friends now? And she's like,
are you giving me a friendship bracelet?
And she's like, hey, so just so you know, like a couple days ago, I said some things about you that weren't very nice. And I was like, oh, really? Wow. She's like, I just want to say sorry. And I was like, well. And then she told me everything. It was very.
Except for like two
hey, wait,
things.
That's pretty nice.
Well, I just didn't, because I knew how much I cared about him. And I was like, there's no way we can go home and this can air and him not know about it.
Well,
you know?
Yes.
And lots of, I have this problem, which
I know exactly what you're going
to
say.
Where you're trying to be funny, but it's mean.
Yep.
And there is a fine line, and sometimes mean is funny.
Yes.
But it's still mean.
Because there's a comedian out there, I forget his name, but he says, there is a big difference between what I think is funny and what I say to try and be funny.
Yes.
And that, to me, I feel like I'm the same as you where, you know, you banter with a producer and you're trying to be funny and you're like, this is hilarious, but I don't mean any of it.
Right.
And some people, that's very hard. If I was on the other side of that, I'd be like, that's not funny at all.
Right.
But it's actually super funny.
But it's actually super funny.
It's really funny. Everything she said was funny.
Right.
He was like, it would be funny if it wasn't about me.
Right.
I'm like, yeah. Yes.
Even if you know she doesn't mean that or whatever. It's like, I mean, I wish it was again, towards somebody else, but.
Right.
It's just you get in the zone, especially with a producer.
Yeah.
Like all those producers, they're so funny.
They're
like,
the best,
yeah, they're so.
You know,
funny.
Me and you have very different opinions on some of them, but you know, they're easy to banter with. And
yeah.
So that makes good TV too, because I think to be a producer, you have to have like this edgy, funny sense of humor and go there.
Yeah.
And so nobody hears the other side of the conversation when they're egging it on.
Totally. Or feeding you lines.
Ugh. Oh,
you don't have to say anything you don't want to say.
I know, but when the lines are funny, you're like, that's actually really funny. And then later you're like, oh my God, that was really mean. And I definitely didn't come up with that one.
See, so that's a life lesson.
I
think
I know,
that part of their job is to push you to see what you'll
later.
Say.
Oh,
they could have aired so many things I said. I don't remember who I was talking about. I honestly don't remember. Somebody, maybe it was like Kelsey or something.
Yeah.
And they're like, what do you think of her? I'm like, well, she's great if you like elevator music. Like, right. But I would say like, because I think I have funny one-liners that could come off as really mean.
Right.
But I think they're funny one-liners.
And it also depends how they make that person look.
Yeah. Exactly.
How mean your comment is going to be.
Like when I said, I wish I wouldn't be mad if Ashley I got her period in a Shark Tank.
I didn't mean that.
Yeah, see, right. I don't laugh mean. She did laugh at that. Yeah. I came out of the interview room. I went straight to her to tell her what I said in case it was aired. Because I'm like, you have to know that I didn't mean that. I was just trying to like say one liners. Right.
That's a great one.
Yeah, and I didn't like. Of course, I don't want her to get her period in a Shark Tank. I don't even want her to be in a Shark Tank. Let alone get her period. You know. Anyways, that's it.
Well, anyway,
we will end on that note of Ashley not getting her period in a Shark Tank.
Oh gosh,
I've had so much fun.
We went to the Bahamas and she was the only one to go in the Shark Tank. Anyway,
wait, what?
Maybe she's scarred for life.
Maybe I put it into the universe and
she's terrified. Thanks, Caitlin.
No, I could do this all day.
This
is what I really do. At some point, I want to have like bachelor friends have a like sleepover in the studio and do like a live broadcast of a podcast and drink wine and just I would probably have to just print out some contracts and careful what
yes,
we say
you would.
But there would be wine and it would be fun.
That would be fun.
But I love you both and I think you're just I'm not saying this because you're in my podcast. You are two of my most like favorite people and together and separately like just good humans who came together and fell in love, and I'm like so excited that we can all be friends and live in the same city.
Me too. And I'm so glad you live here.
And Sean loves Evan more than you, Carly. But I love you.
That's okay.
More than I love Evan. So. Just kidding.
Fair.
But I really do appreciate you guys coming in here and sharing your stories, and I'm so happy for both of you.
Thank you.
I really am.
You we know, love you too.
You
I know
me.
I know.
The people I love, I really love.
I totally agree with that statement.
And we froze our eggs together.
We did. We're bonded forever. Our eggs are being babysat together right
our
now.
Our babies are just in a freezer together. Yeah. So we're just next level, okay? What? Now you go freeze your sperm and put it with Sean's and we'll all be one happy family.
We're best friends.
You don't just do that together.
You do.
Okay.
You do,
we
okay?
want you to. We
you
want
do.
You to.
No.
Sean's sperm is frozen. So if you'd like to join him. We could be the four best friends that anyone can have. That is the
okay.
only way to end a podcast.
And
so
done.
And break.
Scene.
Quack.
Scene. And if you guys don't want to miss an episode of Off the Vine, go to podcastone.com, download the Podcast One app, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, leave a rating, leave a review. I'm asking a lot of you, but just please do it. It's how I drink my wine, okay?
Just do it. Nike.
Yeah. Nike. Oh,
no,
no, Nike has to sponsor me for me to say that.
Adidas.
just try it, okay?
Just do it.
Caitlin Bristow. I will see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Download or listen to new episodes every Tuesday on the Podcast One app or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or at podcastone.com. And don't forget to rate, review, and share.
Thank you guys for tuning in, but when you're looking to buy a car and want to make sure that you're getting real pricing on actual inventory, unfortunately, a lot of times this is not the case. People configure cars online only later to find out that they're not available. With TrueCar, you get real pricing on actual inventory. This is not pricing offered by TrueCar, but the actual dealer. And not just any dealer, but a TrueCar certified dealer. This is a carefully curated network of dealers committed to transparency and offering you a competitive market price. Using TrueCar, you can easily find the car you want and see what other people in your area paid for the same car you're looking for and all available incentives before you arrive at the dealership. Now you know what a fair price is so you can feel confident. Over 3 million cars have been sold to TrueCar users by the 13,000 dealers in the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. You will work directly with the TrueCar certified dealer contact. TrueCar users are more likely to enjoy a faster buying process when they connect with the TrueCar certified deals and save an average of over $3,000 off MSRP. So when you're ready to buy, visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states.
Hey, have you heard? Podcast One has a whole bunch of awesome new shows filled with big names that are waiting for you on our brand new, amazing app. This one's a game changer. There's Norman Lear talking to Amy Poehler, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Charles Barkley. Geffen Playhouse Unscripted with Bryan Cranston, Josh Gad, and soon, Neil Patrick Harris.
Nice.
OC Real Housewife, Heather Dubrow's World. Lady Gang's Three Mimosa Podcast with Leah Michelle, Nelly Furtado, Elle King, and more. Plus, every episode of The Adam Carolla Show, Dan Patrick, and Rich Eisen. And if you like what happens in the ring, we've got Steve Austin, Chris Jericho, Chael Sonnen, and a whole bunch more. So download our one-of-a-kind new app and see for yourself. Go to the App Store, Google Play, or download it now at podcastone.com.